Schuster Yeshiva. Talmidei Yeshiva. So good to see everybody like this. So good. It's been such a long time. New faces and old faces. So it's a time of beginning, it's a time of ending, ending the year, beginning the year. When the Baruch Shalom began the Torah, the first Rashi in Chumash, in the name of Rabbi Yitzchak, Matam Posach Bebereishis. Why does the Torah begin with Bereishis? Kedushas Levi, Zchus Yonah said, the B'ditchev has said, Matam has such a good taste. Posach Bebereishis, the Baruch Shalom began the Torah by telling a story. So I'll begin with this story. Matam Posach Bebereishis. The Rebbe Abun from Pshischa, Shchus Yerleinu, was walking with a group of Chassidim. And in the distance there was approaching a group of people, of Jews. And there was something unusual about them, but the guys couldn't tell what was it. And the Rebbe Abunim said to them, as we get closer, pay attention to their clothing. Look to see what they wear. And the Chassidim saw that it was very, very odd. They were wearing regular begadim, but they were tachrichim, they were shrouds, tachrichim underneath their begadim. They were wearing tachrichim. And they just went by. And the Chassidim asked the Rebbe, who are these people? And the Rebbe said that these people are mesim. They're not amongst the living. There are mesim who imagine that they're alive. They live in the Olam HaDimyon. They live in a dimension of the imagination. And they imagine to be among the living. But really they're not. The Chassidim began to cry and he said, Rebbe, how do we know that we are not also just mesim who are imagining that we're alive? How do we know that we're not living in the Olam HaDimyon, in that delusion of reality? And the Rebbe Abunim said, Kol oid sheyesh la'adam hir tshuva, as long as a Jew has, from time to time, I hear her tshuva. As long as from time to time there's a tchusha, there's a sense of feeling of pain over the mistakes of the past, and a longing to make things different in the future, it means that person is among the living. It means that he's among the living. He's not from the mesim, he's among the living. V'achai yitain el libay. Says in Kehelis, V'achai yitain el libay. Those who are alive, those who are be'emes alive, feel the tremor of the heart when it comes to this time of the year. Each and every one of us feels, together with the pachad, we feel that chiyus of Yehurei Tshuva. It's a wondrous thing. When one looks in this pharmacodarshan, it's very easy to notice how the tzaddikim through the generations were constantly seeking Ramazim to find where in Tanakh do we see the month of Elul. We don't find it anywhere else in Torah as many Ramazim for the month of Elul. The Megala Mukis, the Shlach HaKodesh, the Arizal, the Balaturim, all the tzaddikim were uncovering, were searching for the presence of Elul. In Rosh HaTevis, in the Sefer Tevis, in Gematrias. But there's no question that when one looks in the Kisvei Ha'ari, there's one remez in particular that's very prevalent during these parashiyas. The sugya of the Ari Miklat. This person never intended to kill anybody. Hashem brought something his way. Christ, he fell off the ladder, killed someone, whatever it is. The Arizal says the Rosh HaTevis El. The Kosh Baruch Hu has prepared an ir miklat, ari miklat, for all those who accidentally killed someone. And it's amazing because just as we have so many Ramazim for the month of Elul, this Jew who is running away from the Goyal Hadam, this Tzibrach HaNayid who had killed somebody by mistake, was a fugitive and was running. You know that everywhere he went, he would find by the precious drachim, by the crossroads, he would find signs, miklat, miklat, with arrows, and miklat, miklat, pointing him in the direction of Remes. A hint, pointing towards the imiklat, telling him how to find his way to that place. The Gemara learns this out in Makis and Afyud, which says, "Tochin lucha haderech." From that pasuk, "Tochin lucha haderech." There are achonis that are made for that Jew who is running. For those of you who are a little familiar with the Sfar Makadoshim, you know the vikavana in the Kisvari for this time, for this month of Elul, is in the pasuk in Yeshaya, Hanoisein Bayom Derech. Those three words with the gematrias and the shemas, without getting into things that are not for now. Hanoisein bayom derech, a person who is drowning, a person who is lost. There's a mahalach, derech tshuva hereisa. There's a path. Tochen lucha derech, which the Rambam brings down in Rasech Shmiz and Efrish, the 8th parak. Lahalocha, that there have to be Ramazim that surround this murderer, showing him the way to the imiklat, a way to escape, a way to be safe. V'nos alachas min ha'arim ha'el v'choy. To be able to run to one of these cities and to live. The Kadmainim are all trying to understand, and so are we. What's this inyan of the Arya Miklat that takes up so much space in Torah Shebachsav and in Torah Shebalpeh and in Pnimiyas HaTorah? And the whole kavana, the whole machshava of Elul is the Arya Miklat. How many times did it happen, Sach HaKol? Such a thing. It's a strange institution. By Ben Sarah Meira, there Chazal said beferish, lo hayav lo asid liyaz. So maybe you can't say the same thing by this inyan of Aretzeach B'Shogeg, but still it's a very, very rare and strange thing. Therefore, when you look in this form, it becomes very clear, very quickly, that the truth is that on some level, each and every one of us is a Ritzach B'Shogeg. There isn't a person here who doesn't have dreams, she'ifas, that accidentally, somehow over time, because of different things in his life, he ignored, he killed. Is there one of us who could say that there wasn't a good friend, a wife, a parent, who unintentionally we hurt, we killed, unintentionally, we embarrassed, unintentionally. The Sfarim understood that the emes is that each and every one of us, a person who is in the category of Achai Yiten Elibai, a person who is among the living, in the story from the Rabbi Abunim, among the living, feels the regret over people that we've killed, hopes that we've killed, expectations and dreams that were murdered. So Rabbeinu Yonah says at the beginning of Shari Tshuva, "Min ha'toyves ha'shahit v'shemes baruch im ruav." One of the great kindnesses that Hashem has done with us. That Hashem has prepared a way, a derech. For a Jew to ascend, to lift himself up from the shambles of all of that he's destroyed unintentionally. None of us, chalila, ever meant to harm anybody or to chalila and kivyochel hurt Hashem, so to speak. La'alois mitarech p'chas ma'aseim v'lonus mipach pish'eyim. Rabbi Yonah writes, v'lonus mipach pish'eyim. Hashem has prepared a way, a path, for each one of us to escape, lomos, to run out from that pach of our avers. And in the Hemshech, Rabbeinu Yonah brings a famous marshal, which I'm sure you all know. There were some criminals, some thieves, whatever, and they were locked up in the royal prison. And they were able to figure out how to make a machteris, to dig a tunnel, and to escape from the prison. And there was one lo yitzlach. There was one guy that was standing there. The whole chevra, all the ganavim, they ran. They escaped. And this one shlamazel, this lo yitzlach, he's standing there, and the guards come. And they start to beat the guy up, and the guy says, the Rabbeinu Yonah writes, "Kshayon," which is nice, he's saying, "Kshayte, you fool. Halei ha-machteres chatur lefanecha. Ha-machteres chatur lefanecha. You had a way to escape, you had a way out. There's a machteres, there's a way to leave the prison. How is it that he didn't rush out to save your life? Why are you standing here? And when the Rambam is Magdir in Pirshei Mishnayos, these days that we're entering, Yimei Avoida V'Achno Pachud U'Mori Me'Hashem. Avoida, Achno, Pachad, Mori Me'Hashem. U'Mivroch Bonais Eilav. It's a time for a Jew, the Rambam writes, to run away, to escape. U'Monais Eilav, to run to him. U'Monais Li, Menas Kaisi, B'Yom Ekra, to run away to him. Because from the beginning of time, the Torah revealed to us that even a great person can make terrible mistakes. And therefore, from the beginning, Cain, we can't be masik who Cain was. Cain was a Navi Hashem. But Cain made the mistake on his madrega. He made the mistake of killing his brother. And he began to run. He started running. Hein gerashto isi ayomi al pnei ha'adomu. Gerashto isi. V'haya kol maitzi ha'ageni, whoever finds me is going to kill me. The Torah is revealing to us at the very beginning of time that a Jew who is alive, v'chai yitein alibay, that person can't live with this feeling, with this awareness of what he has ruined in his life. And therefore, the one who is the accidental murderer, can't find a place for himself. He doesn't know what to do. And the one who doesn't run, Rabbi Yonah says, is a ksheyoyim, is an idiot. And the guard beats him up. And he asks him, how is it possible? Why didn't you run? Why didn't you leave? You had the time. You had the opportunity to leave, to get out. To start something new, to be different. To get out of jail. So where is this fugitive running? What is the meaning of this escape? Because we see from the Ari HaKadosh, we see from the Torah, from all the Ramazim, all of the signs say miklat, miklat. All the signs say miklat, miklat. All the signs are saying, Asher Yonushan. All the signs are saying, to go to this place for Chai and to live. So Rabbi Shlomo Ibn Gabriel says a lashon in his piyut, Mimcha Evrach Eilecha. I'm running away from you, Rabbi Shlomo. And V life, where are you running? I'm running to you. I'm running away from you, and I'm running to you. The Svarma Kedoshim tell us that before each one of us came into this world, before the neshama came into the guf, there's a malachal that came to each one of us and gave us a manual of how to navigate our way through this world. How to manage while being in the guf. How to find our way. Over those coming years in the guf. And the Svarim Kedoshim say that that manual is called Tehillim. Sefer Tehillim. David HaMelech, David Malki Mashiach, lived a life on the run. Even though eventually at some point he occupied this most beautiful palace. But his whole life was a life baderech. Derech tshuva hayreisa, the Gemara says in the first book of Avodah Zarah, he's our Rebbe, he's our teacher. When it comes to the tshuva of the yachid, of a person doing tshuva. Elokei tsuri echzeboi. This is already in Shmuel Beis, not before we get to Tehillim. Elokei tsuri echzeboi. Magini v'kerin yishi. Echzeboi, I hide in you. I take refuge in you. Magini v'kerin yishi, you protect me. Misgabi uman umanoisi. Misgabi umanusi means the one to whom I run, where I hide. Moishi mechomas taishieni. In the whole of Dovra Hashem Ayri, Kippetel Chav Zayin, they were saying now every day, twice a day, we were saying, Dovra Melech begs Hashem, Al titneni benefesh tzarek, hikamu b'yedei sheker. There are edei sheker, there are false witnesses. There's those false witnesses who are claiming that I'm an intentional murderer. Who are claiming that I'm no good, that I'm a Rasha. And they're chasing after me. And they want to destroy me. My own guilt, my own sense of shame, my own embarrassment. The whole Tehillim, Rabban come in my life from the very beginning. Rab Moim Shaini Shuas a little bit Kim Sela. David Melech was surrounded by people who believed that his life was worthless and that his existence was hopeless. And from the time that he was a child, he was running. So finally, at the end of that capital, the end of Chav Zayin, L'Dabar Hashem Arivi Yeshi. But Dovra Melech asks Hashem, Hareini Hashem Darkecha. Rabbi Shalom, where is this Ir Miklat? Where is this place I want to live? Hareini Hashem Darkecha. I can't go on living the way that I've been living because I'm living among the dead. I feel like I'm not alive. Dovra Melech says, Lo Yomus Ke'echya. And the Koskos Chuslan has said, Le'omus Ki'echa. What do you have to say, Le'omus Ki'echa? If you're not dead, you're alive. So tonight is Chayelu, you know that, right? We'll talk about the Febrengen later. Le'omus Ki'echa. Just because you're not dead doesn't mean that you're Be'emus alive. David Melech was begging the Rebbe Shlomo, I want to be alive. And David HaMelech felt that he couldn't breathe, he couldn't live, because of the mistakes that he made on his madrega that were pursuing him. You know that the enemies in Sefer Tehillim, the Svarim tell us, are not just the enemies that he had in this physical world, but the enemies that he had within himself. And just like other Marishans chose to hide, and Cain was running, David HaMelech is the Rebbe of all Bali Tshuva, because David HaMelech spent his whole life looking for the signs of Elul, looking for the sign that said, I'm Miklat, Miklat. And then he gets to the end of Chav Zayin and he says, Lulei Hemanti Lerois Betuv Hashem Beretz Chaim. And the Bala Turim says, oh, here we have Lulei Hemanti. We have a remez for Elul, because Lulei is the Oisius Elul. Lulei Hemanti Lerois Betuv Hashem Beretz Chaim. I was on the verge of being destroyed. I was on the verge of losing myself in the misery of my mistaken, accidental murders of what I've done with my life, again, in his madrig, which were not massive. And I'm running away from you. I'm so embarrassed. I'm so rebunched, I'm so embarrassed. Boisti v'nechlamti. Kedal m'kirashim dafakim d'lasecha. Slichus, I'm embarrassed, I'm running away from you. But where am I going to go? Evrach mimcha ilecha. And Lulu Hemanti writes Batuva Hashem Beretz Chai. So at the end of the Machzor, Mechazik himself, he said to Baruch Shalom, at the last moment, I want to thank you at the last moment. I never gave up hope in you, and I finally have found that sign that says, Miklat, Miklat, and I'm returning to you. Tochen lucha derech, hanoisen b'yom derech, v'nos alachasim horim ha'el v'chai, v'chai yiten elibay. So when a Jew comes to Elul, komu b'yedei sheker, each one of us has bad habits. Whatever those are, laziness or anger, taivis, that are self-destructive, we don't intend to look at those things. There's not one person here who ever had in mind, I'm going to do this aveira. Or like the Kedushas Levi, Shuzan said, you never saw a Jew make a siyum on finishing an aveira. We're all running away from the Goyle Hadam. We're all Reitzchim Mishaygeg. We all want to return to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we look around, we see the Goyle Hadam. There are many ways that people try to run away. Many, many people do not run away from Hashem towards Hashem. They just keep on running away and away and away, further and further away. Because they can't deal with the mistakes that they've made in life. And they listen to the Eidus of the Eidei Sheker, who are saying that you're bad, you're no good, you're amazing. Lulei Hemanti, the Rosh Batuv Hashem, Beretz Chaim, Beretz Chaim, Lo Omos Kiechya, Chai Elu. The Hashem Tov HaKadosh Shlius Yerlein, his neshama came to the world. The neshama of the Balatanya, Shlius Yerlein, came to the world. The Hilul of the Maharal, Shlius Yerlein. That to be a Jew is not just about running your whole life to survive, to manage. It's about being alive. And the only way that a person can come alive is b'lulei hemanti l'reish b'tuv Hashem. Kavel Hashem. Chazak v'yamach libechu v'kavel Hashem. Again and again. Kavel Hashem. So every single night, we're going to be saying in a few minutes, the brachas before Shemoneh Esrei. In the morning, emes v'yasev. At night, emes v'emuna. And everybody knows that Marav of the night is a remez to that time of a person's life when things are unclear. But things are difficult. When it comes to Elul, we begin to remember things that we try to forget. And there are many people who wish they could just close their eyes and it would be Shabbos Bereishis or it would be Simchas Torah. So by Emes V'Emuna, we say two things. The first is not a big chiddush. The first each and every one of us feels, every one of us knows. Emes Kiatu Hashem Elokeinu Ve'en Zulasai. We believe that Hashem is Hashem and there's no other, only Hashem. Everyone believes in that. Maybe sometimes here or there someone struggles. But it's the second thing that's the hardest. And this is really what Elul is all about. Vanachnu Yisrael Amoy. Vanachnu Yisrael Amoy. Ve'emuna kol zois v'kayim aleinu. Hemanti, if I didn't believe, I would be lost, I would be destroyed, I would be completely devoured by my enemies, which means by myself. I would be completely destroyed by my mistakes. Lulei Hamanti Lirais Betuv Hashem. And that emuna means emuna calls us v'kayim aleinu ki Hashem ulokeinu v'anachni Yisrael amoi. And many people think v'anachni Yisrael amoi is talking about other people. Maybe it's not talking about me. But here we are, chevra, back in the Beis Hamedrash, all of us together. Mitzvah Hashem will be in Yerushalayim soon, all of us together. And from the whole world, this is what the Baruch Shalom has, some batim adrashim here and there. Some of us who still remember what it means to be a Jew, v'anachni Yisrael amo. And because the Baruch Shalom loves each and every one of us, he gave us the time of Elul. Tochen l'cha derech. A way, a path, derech tshuva hereisa. And the beginning of Elul, and where Elul comes from, each and every one of you knows that after the Chet HaEgel, it's hard to believe that such a thing happened. So you could imagine how we felt like the biggest Reitzchim in the world. The Baruch Shalom took us out of Mitzrayim, all the Makkos, and Kriyas Yamsuf, and everything that the Baruch Shalom did for us. Uvachol Zeis, with all of that, Aluva Kala, that the Kala went through was Mezana by the Chuppah, and we built an Egel. And we were mamish in a place of misery, of avelas. We all looked at ourselves as being the lowest, the filthiest, the most hopeless in the world. There's nowhere to run, there's nowhere to go. And the Baruch Shalom himself said to Moshe Rabbeinu, Vata nichili v'char api behem v'akal, leave me, let go of me, I'm going to destroy them. Because the Baruch Shalom only wanted Moshe Rabbeinu to daven harder. But the Baruch Shalom said, I will destroy them. Hair from any of our shmidim. Let go of me. I want to destroy them. There's no place to run. There's no place to go. We were locked in. We didn't know what to do. And Moshe Rabbeinu davened. And Yud Gimel Midas Harachamim were revealed, were brought into our lives, into the world. Yud Gimel Midas Harachamim. And the 40 days became days of pius, of ahava, of the highest, highest level of Hashem's Rotzen, that we should be close to Manila Doidi Vidoidi Li. Vanachnu Yisrael Amai. And the Baruch Shalom revealed Davke then, when we felt most lost, the Baruch Shalom revealed Vachanayisi Yisher Achayin, Vichamti Yisher Arachayim, and the Gemara says in the first parak in Brochus, Afal Pishen Ohogan, Afal Pishen Okedai. Afal Pishen Ohogan, Vafal Pishen Okedai. Even for this Jew who is most unworthy, who has made an egel by mistake. We made an egel. It was a mistake. That's not who we are. That's not who we were. And Hashem Yisbarach wanted Moshe Rabbeinu to open up this world of the Yud Gimel Midas Harachamim, of the infinite love that Hashem has. Afal pi sheino hogen, v'afal pi sheino kedai. All a Jew has to have is the humility. Is the humility in a sense of what a little bit of that pain that those Jews, that the Rebbe Abudim was talking to those fellows to tell them you're not dead, you're alive. Because if you feel that a little bit, if it still hurts you, if you have a hearer, a tshuva, it means lepnach, you're alive. And if you're alive, and achni yisrael amay, and derech tshuva hereisa, and tochen lecha haderech, v'chai yiten alibay. Al Tichaini Valta Azveni Lokayushi. Hareni Hashem Dakacha. This time of the year is filled with Ahava. It's filled with Rotzen. These are the days of Rotzen. The Baruch Shalom opens himself up, mamish to each and every one of us, if we come in that way of humility. With that chushu, with that chushu, with that hegish of tshuv, of wanting, of hope. Loy Omus Kiach. And you know that the Rebbe Abzushi Yisrusan has said, Rebbe Yisrusan, this year, Zushi is going to be better. Aye, Zushi said last year the same thing. No, but this year, Zushi Abemis means it. Really, I'm going to be better. Now, it can't be that the Rebbe Abzushi was in the parish of Echta, Vashu, Chalila, It means that each one of us wants to be better. We want to find that derech. We're running away, but we're running towards him. Let's not hide. Let's run towards him. In our davening, in our learning. Because there's another lulei. It's not lamed vav lamed aleph. This is lamed vav lamed yud. What's that? Lulei saros l'shashuai azavardi ba'anyi. Lulei saros l'shashuai azavardi ba'anyi. This is the time we're coming to Yom Kippur, which is the Lucha Shnias. The second Luchais. You have a tissue. The Lucha Shnias, the second Luchais. The Luchas of Bala Tshuva. The Luchas of Tshuva. See if you're feeling uncomfortable or embarrassed to say, here I am, Rabbi Shalom again, Tavshin Payalu. And I told you last year that it's going to be the best year you're going to see. And some of us accidentally didn't live up to those expectations. We wanted to. We were hoping to. We meant it. So a lot of people, when it comes to these days of the year, instead of running towards the Rosh Hashanah, they run away. They just run away. They try to figure out how to get away with. I remember once I was talking in the mountains somewhere during the summer years ago, and the men were on this side of the mechitza, and then there was a big mechitza, and the women were on this side. And I was screaming this drasha I was giving about how, could you believe it? There's a friend of mine that told me that where he lives, in the neighborhood that he lives, that in Yom Kippur, in his neighborhood, there's a minyan, that Yom Kippur, they finish davening by 11 o'clock. And I asked my friend, when they must have started by, must be Vasi, I don't know how. No, 8:30. So I was all worked up about this, and I was saying, you know, I was all angry about this, and I was saying, could you imagine? So the women, I was looking like this, I was standing by the mechitza, the women were all going like this, like, that's horrible, that's horrible. And the men were going like this, they're looking at each other, you know, where's that minion? So there are people that hide. There's so many ways to hide from other Marishim in Gan Eden. There are ways to hide. There are ways to hide. You could hide on your thing. That's the place to run. You don't have to even, at least in the old days when you were running, you got some exercise. Not anymore. Just your finger. You run away. You could run to all over the world, Chalila. There's so many ways to run away. There's so many ways to escape. You can make Yom Kippur, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur in their time, like it's a certain, like, limud or into muskalois, into something, to, like, you know, how do you prepare for Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur? I told the Chevra the other day, a maisa that I tell every year this time, and I'll share it with you. Some of you probably heard it from me already. Sibi Michael. It's a time for Mechili, Sibi Michael. There was an American bacher, a Gerach Hasid, that was in Eretz Yisrael, learning in Eretz Yisrael. And he got into some things that are not appropriate, not only for a Gerach Hasid, but for Samayid, for any Jew. And he was going back to the States. He felt he was not Matzliach, and he was on his way back to Borough Park. But as many Jews do, the night before, he decided to go to the Kaisel. He wanted to go to the Kaisel to say goodbye. So it was like 3 a.m, and his bacher goes to the Kaisel. There's hardly anybody there. Very, very, very quiet. And he turns around, and he can't believe it. Who's standing over there? The Beis Yisrael, Susigal, the Gay Rebbe. Beis Yisrael is standing there. He also had such an idea to come to the Kaisel. Quiet. Beis Yisrael is over there. And this Bach, like, he's terrified, but he also hit the jackpot, you know. There's no one there. He doesn't even see the Gabbai. The Gabbai must have been standing someplace further away. And just the Beis Yisrael. See, he's scared, but he goes over to the Beis Yisrael. And he's about to say, Rebbe, you know, to ask for a bracha. And the Beis Yisrael doesn't let him talk. Beis Yisrael grabs this bacher and he says, Bacher, I was actually to see the Beis Yisrael. You have such eyes in your life. Fire, mamish fire. So he grabbed this book and he said, Bocherel, what's the most choshev amida of the Rabbi Shlomo? And he didn't know what to say. He said, I just stood there. And the Beis Yisrael said that the Rabbi Shlomo never laughs at a Jew. The Rabbi Shlomo never laughs at a Jew. And then he just like threw him down. And the Beis Yisrael walked away. So this Nabuch, this Bocher, like, was traumatized. Now it'd already be 40 years in therapy in this thing. He's traumatized. He doesn't know what to do. He's got to get to the airport in a few hours, but he walks around in Gula. He doesn't know what to do. He doesn't know where to go. And he walks past the house of the Rosh Hashiva, the apartment. You know who the Rosh Hashiva was at that time? The Beis Yisrael? Who was the Rosh Hashiva? Who knows? The Rosh Hashiva at the time was the Pnei Menachem. Was his youngest brother, the Imre Emes' youngest son, who later on became Reb. Pnei Menachem was a Goyen Olam, Tzaddik, Yisod Olam. He sees that the light is on. It's like 4 a.m. He sees the lights on by the Pnei Menachem. So he can't go back. He doesn't know what to do. He knocks on the door. The Pnei Menachem answers the door. He says, "What is it? What's the matter?" He says, "Come sit down." The boy's shaking and crying. So what happened? He said, "I was at the Kaisel." He says, "No." He says, "The Rebbe was at the Kaisel." He says, "No." And this is what the Rebbe did. He grabbed me and he said that the Baruch Shem doesn't laugh at a Jew. That's the biggest midah of Hashem. So Pnei Menachem said to him like this. I'm the Rosh Hashiva. If a bocher gets caught doing some crazy thing in the yeshiva, and they send him to my office, the first time I yell at him, I give him a big warning. I say, "You do this again, you're out." Yeah. A day later, they bring him for the same aveir. He sent to me again. The same aveir comes to me, and I say, "Well, are you a Meshiga? What's the matter with you? We spoke yesterday. You said you'll never do it again." But he cries. He begs me. So I say, "Okay." But you're like on probation, you know. Then the Pnei Menachem says, third day, they bring him in the same bocher with the same aveir. Pnei Menachem says, "What do I do when that happens?" I just start laughing. Like, what a chutzpah! I don't even know what to say. So my brother, the rabbi, was telling you, the Baruch Shalom never laughs at a Jew. Not two times, not three times, not 10,000 times. He never laughs at a Jew. Never, ever laughs at a Jew. If you and I come to him, even though we got kicked out of class a million times, and we left a whole cemetery around us, the Baruch Shalom never, ever laughs at a Jew. Our problem is we don't take ourselves seriously. That's our problem. The Baruch Shalom takes us very seriously. Hashem's work should help each and every one of us, myself and you, all of us together, to be zeicha for true hiruritu, and to be zeicha to carry out all the good things that we want to do, and to be zeicha through the limudat Torah of lulei sarasa shashuai. There the Baruch Shalom shares with us his love for us in learning Torah. And when we learn Torah, we feel his love. We should be zeichem et Hashem, and that's because each one of us should be nechtav, v'nechtam, v'sifra shel tzadikim, v'shnas gula v'yeshua, with the gula hamitis, v'mehem yamenu amen v'amen.